Welcome to St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. We are pleased that you have tuned into our broadcast and invite you to listen each Sunday at this time to worship with us. We are located at number 27 King Street, Christian Center, St. Croix. Please call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. We trust that today's service will be a blessing to you.
It is powerful that over the years, many persons have acquired wisdom that results in a meaningful life. It is even greater that as they progress in life, persons have acquired such wisdom that helps them to die a meaningful death. Today, as we go through our pandemic, physicians, nurses, priests, and ministers take special courses that train them to accompany persons who are terminally deaf, persons who are going through their last days, their last hours. But one thing is certain. If counselors of terminal patients have to depend on human wisdom alone, they have a great difficulty in carrying out the task that is ahead of them. We Christians possess a God-given wisdom that tells us that death is sad and is inevitable. But with wisdom, as Christians, we ought to see death as an opportunity. As we reflect on where we are today and whose we are, we pray that God will guide us with his wisdom and his understanding, that we will make right and prudent decisions in our life so that when the bridegroom comes, we will be ready. Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, as we come into your presence this morning, some of us may not be as wise as others, but nonetheless, Lord God, we give you thanks and praise for this great opportunity you afforded us. Continue to look down graciously, Lord, upon your church. Continue to look down graciously, Lord, upon its leaders. Continue, Lord, to look down graciously upon this community. Strengthen it in its going out and its coming in. And may, when you come, may you find it ready and prepared to welcome you. This we pray through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. A warm welcome to you this morning as you join us on our Facebook live stream here at St. John's Episcopal Church in the Diocese of the Virgin Islands. Today is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, and the readings today are for our proper 27a. Today's act of worship takes the form of enriching our worship, and portions of today's act of worship can be found in the Book of Common Prayer and Daily Rite too. Some of the words may differ a little bit, and some of the text, you know, you may not be familiar with. And we also encourage you to join us on Wednesday on our Facebook page, right here in the St. Mary Chapel at 12:10 p.m. for another act of worship. Next Sunday, we will celebrate a form of Harvest Thanksgiving. And the following Sunday is Christ the King Sunday. And that means that whenever you hear Christ the King, that Advent is right around the corner. So Advent will be the following Sunday. Hence why we have to do a form of Thanksgiving next Sunday. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored to Almighty God by Gloria Edwards in celebration of her birthday today. And Gloria is one of those persons who follow our radio broadcasts from the time we were on Facebook. giving God thanks for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon her life. Today's radio broadcast is also sponsored by the Charles and Smith families in memory of Cyril Dover, Erfus Williams, Allison Charles, Henrietta Beatrice Brown Claxton, and Philip Pope, and also their family member, Adrena Coates, who was laid to rest yesterday in Florida. Today, the youth would lead our act of worship, and we now invite you to stand as we sing verses 1 to 3, and for those of you who are here with us for the first time, you look up on the wall. Everything is projected on the wall for your convenience. We stand and sing the hymn from the hymnal number 435, At the Name of Jesus, verses 1 to 3. And then I turn over to young Deshara Gump.
Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. Tis the Father's pleasure, we should call him Lord. Oh, begin.
God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Let us confess our sins to God. God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, selves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. O God, let our mouth proclaim your praise.
And your glory all the day long.
Praise to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Holy One is in our midst. O come, let us worship. Together we will say Psalm 63, verses 1 to 8. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul is content as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Psalm 70, found on page 682 in the Book of Common Prayer. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life be ashamed and altogether be dismayed. Let those who say to me, aha, and gloat over me turn back. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. But as for me, I am poor and needy. You are my helper and my deliverer. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. We do not want to be ununiformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. When we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
We'll now say Canticle A, a song of wisdom together. Wisdom freed from a nation of oppressors, a holy people. She entered the soul of a servant of the Lord, withstood dread rulers with wonders and signs. To the saints she gave the reward of their labors and led them by a marvelous way. She was their shelter by day and a blaze of stars by night. She brought them across the Red Sea. She led them through mighty waters, but their enemies she swallowed in the waves and spooled them out from the depths of the abyss. And then, Lord, the righteous sang hymns to your name and praised with one voice your protecting hand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, beginning at the verse 1. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaid came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" Gospel of the Lord.
Canticle 21, we praise you, O God. Together, we praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and the seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white robe army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your sins to glory everlasting. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen. Hear our cry, O God. Let us pray. Help us, O God, our Savior. Look upon your congregation. Declare your glory among the nations. Do not let the oppressed be ashamed and turned away. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you. Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning. The Collect for Proper 27. O God, whose blessed Son became into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A collect for Sundays. Grant, O God, that, following the example of your servant James, the just, brother of our Lord, your church may give itself continually to prayer and to the reconciliation of all who are at variance and enmity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A collect for guidance. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for healing. Almighty God, Almighty healing God, your blessed risen and ascended Son, Jesus Christ, were about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. Continue in our hospitals and research centers his gracious work among us, especially those ministering to people affected by the novel coronavirus. Console and heal the sick. Grant to the researchers, physicians, nurses, all healthcare providers, their assistant staff, wisdom and skill, diligence and patience. Prosper their work, healing Lord God, and send down your blessing upon all who serve the suffering and are searching for relief. Today we pray for John, Reverend Katian, Hollis, Chris, Corrine, Bernard and Monica, Sister Strika, Azeja, Victor, John, Cyril, Sandra, Pablo, Janet, Janice, Joanne, Baby Kieran, Phyllis, Christopher, and all who call upon the church at this time for prayers, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that their health be renewed, that they may bless your holy name, We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Now say the hurricane supplication prayer together. Almighty and everlasting God, Lord of heaven and earth, grant unto us thy supply and people protection against hurricanes, earthquakes, and other calamities, that in tranquility of weather we may rejoice in the comfort we desire and may always make right use of thy bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Church Mission Statement. Together, we at St. John's Episcopal Church are called to restore all people in unity through Christ, embracing justice, peace, and love. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. We hold up before this morning our church here of St. John's and all of its partners, those who support our mission and ministry as we celebrate 260 years in this community, our Diocese of the VI with all of its churches and clergy and people. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. The office hymn, Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Keep me burning till the break of
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Amen. You may be seated. As a child growing up, I always felt discomfort whenever I heard a parable about the kingdom of heaven, especially this one. As I grew older, I realized that God has given each of us the tools to live for him and to prepare for when he returns to earth. So instead of being fearful and uncomfortable, we can hone our tools, sharpen them, so that we can live the lives God wants us to live in order to be with him forever. Throughout our daily lives, each of us has misplaced something. Our keys, our glasses — this morning I couldn't find my keys — phone, etc. And we also have run out of items like eggs, sugar, water, and the list goes on. Would you believe that running out of gas ranks highly among things we run out of? You would think that with these new cars and technological tools they have today, people would not lose sight of the fact that their gas tanks need to be refilled. Yet it happens. This parable is known to many as the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. In the customs of that time, when the groom was finished preparing the place where he and his bride would live, he would come for her to escort her to the wedding. There would be shouts that the bridegroom is coming throughout the village, and excitement would build up as the guests moved through the streets in their traditional wedding procession. In those days, a lamp was a small handheld clay lamp which used olive oil as its fuel. No oil, no light. In this parable, five virgins were prepared ahead of time and had enough oil to light their way, while five were not prepared. In the Bible, olive oil is symbolic. It is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes from God. When a person receives that oil, which is the Holy Spirit, it lives in him or her and is a power to produce good fruit of conduct and character. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 9, the Holy Spirit dwelling in a person is very key to being a good Christian. In this parable, then, there is the presence and the absence of the Holy Spirit. Five virgins lack the Holy Spirit, and five of them embrace it and are prepared to meet the bridegroom at his arrival. In verse 5, it says, "But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept." All of them slept. The virgins are a representation of our church, the people of God's church, which is warned to stay awake and be alert spiritually. This parable is a reminder that each of us become lax and we neglect our salvation. We can get caught up with the cares of the world. Right now, we are all immersed in everything COVID-19 and following protocols. This past Tuesday and for the whole of this week up to last night, we were caught up in the election. I actually stayed up just to hear Biden and Kamala Harris talk. So I was engaged in that too. But when we get caught up, our spirituality becomes weak. It begins to wane. It begins to slip. We tend to lose sight of being a vigilant Christian. We can fall asleep and be caught unaware. During the 9/11 attacks, people became concerned about the biblical prophecies. Churches were filled for a few weeks, and then back to normal. The people went, falling asleep. I remember personally Y2K. Many believed that on January the 1st, 2000, something was going to happen. They believed the world would end or something drastic would occur. And just like 9/11, the churches were filled up on New Year's Eve. And after that passed and nothing happened, they were back again to falling asleep. The five foolish virgins had their lamps with their wicks trimmed, yet they had no oil. It is evidence that we as Christians can have the big picture, but the main part is still missing. The foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil, but they didn't get any. Instead, they were sent to buy some. We cannot rely on our friends, our spouses, or anyone to provide us with the Holy Spirit. It is between us and God. You and God, me and God. While the foolish virgins were out doing what they should have done from the get-go, the bridegroom came and they were left behind. They were not prepared for the bridegroom's appearance. As I said earlier, I finally realized that this is not a lesson to bring about fear and discomfort. It is for us to prepare now while we still have time. None of us want to hear Christ say, "I do not know you." We know that that time will come, the moment of justice. So, Christ tells us what we have to do now. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. We have to watch our lives. We have to watch our world and let the events of the world push us and prod us to overcome the world and its evil and live godly lives every day. My question to you and me is, are we wise and watching Christians? Father, please help us never to lose sight of your coming again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We now continue with hymn number 221, "This Little Light of Mine."
This little, wanna let it shine, this little light of mine. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine, it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Walk in love as Christ gave himself up for us, a fervent offering and sacrifice unto God. Our offertory hymn, as you remain standing, and those of you at home, the hymns chosen this morning are very familiar, and we're going to be singing now from Lift Every Voice and Sing number 14. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. So we must be prepared, we must be ready for when the bride comes. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise, Lord God, that we are able to give back to you a small portion of what you have given to us. We ask you, Lord, to bless this offering to us and to your service. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. We trust that today's act of worship has been a blessing to you, and I want to, at this time, thank the youth ministry for leading the service thus far. At this time, I want anyone visiting with us for the first time, I invite you to stand so that we can give you the usual warm St. John welcome. Anyone visiting with us today for the first time? No? I don't have all my glasses, so I can't see anymore. Okay, so happy to see all of you coming out today, and others start coming back. And hopefully by Advent Sunday, God's willing, we may be able to do a little bit more. I know that some of you have been asking about communion, and I would not be able to tell you anything about that after Christ the King Sunday. Okay, so just bear with us, and we will celebrate the Eucharist next Sunday and the following Sunday. I also want that to please follow the guidelines and those, the protocol officer, especially Brother Knowles, the persons who are taking the temperature. It is very important. We still have to do assist with that contact tracing. Next Sunday is the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. And once again, we invite you to join us here live or on our Facebook page, St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. And also on Wednesday at 12:10 in St. Mary Chapel, as we celebrate and reflect the life and the witness of Martin, Bishop of Tours. As I said earlier, next Sunday we do a form of Harvest Thanksgiving, because the following Sunday is Christ the King, which takes precedence over everything else. And with that in mind, next Sunday, I probably put it up or try to do it somehow or the other, where we can going to give out something that for the 25 days of Advent, where you can follow at home, starting from the 29th of the Advent Sunday, the 29th of November, where you could follow all the way through to Christmas Day. So if you have your email, some of you have given your email to Sister Brown, Patricia Brown. If you give her your email address, we could send it to you directly. And also the Ark of Worship, if you have your email address and you have your smartphones, your tablets, your iPads, if you send her your email address, we will send you the order of service on Saturday evening. Under normal conditions, we probably would have been still basking in celebrating our 260 years of mission and ministry in this community. And so I want you to still think about that. It actually started like the 29th of October, and we're going to continue as things ease up a bit more to project a little bit more on this celebration of ministry and mission in this St. John's community. For Christ the King Sunday, if you want to sponsor the radio broadcast, for Harvest Thanksgiving, you want to sponsor the radio broadcast next week and the following week, and Advent Sunday, we encourage you to do so. It has been very challenging. Some persons who listen to the radio broadcast who can't come up, they have sent in some money, but those of us who are, listening, I encourage you to support this radio broadcast. I want to thank all of those who continue to support the financial sustenance of the church and may God continue to bless you. If you want to mail in your tithes and offerings and gifts, the church office is opened on Tuesday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I'm around here on Saturdays as well. Or if you want to mail your checks or money orders in, only checks or money orders, no cash, in the mail, St. John's Episcopal Church, P.O. Box 486, Christian State, VI, 00821. Once again, happy birthday to Gloria Edwards. And I won't tell you how old she told me that she is today. But nonetheless, Gloria, and we let us sing happy birthday for her and everybody else celebrating birthdays this week. Let us sing happy birthday for them. You know, I normally do it at the up-tempo one. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. May each day of the earth, may you find Jesus here. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. The best that you ever had. I now invite us to pause and to listen to our diocesan bishop, the Right Reverend E. Ambrose Gumbs.
To the people and the clergy of the Episcopal Diocese of the Virgin Islands, and our virtual viewers and listeners on the radio and on the internet, we bring you a word of hope for this 23rd week after Pentecost. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and only serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness. Joshua 24:14. By this time, Joshua would have delivered the people he was chosen to lead safely into their promised inheritance. And so that they do not forget who delivered them from the evil pestilence and brought them safely to their inheritance as on eagle wings, they were reminded again not to forget how they got there and always to revere their supreme deliverer. The exact admonition from Joshua was, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness." The future existence of the inhabitants was so crucial that Joshua challenged them to make a decision. He said, "Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people responded, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and did those great signs in our sight. The Lord protected us along all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for the Lord is the Holy God." Joshua 24:16-18. Having that passage from the sacred texts shared with us at this time should call to mind the pilgrimage we are on and who is with us as we navigate our way towards wholeness. In all of these Virgin Islands, our governments are frequently sharing with us new revelations as they are revealed by those knowledgeable of the sciences. Somehow, with knowledge of our past history and culture, we ought to have a sense of security as we progress, knowing that we are hearing from the Lord and will continue to hear from the Lord through the mediums the Lord has provided. If we as a people are going to endure, we cannot face this pandemic in our own strength. Many of us must have heard the old adage, "In our own strength, we are no match for the enemy." COVID-19 is an enemy, and is proving that if we defy protocol and procedures provided for our protection against the enemy, we will not win. This is exactly what Joshua was saying to the community he served. They had to trust and be obedient, and they had reason to do so based on all the things they themselves encountered because of God's providence among them from the time they were delivered from slavery to the time they entered their promised inheritance. We no longer hear them complaining of all the things they wanted during the pilgrimage but did not receive. They are now singing the praises of God and telling of all the wonderful signs and wonders God did on their behalf. You see, sometimes the clouds and darkness may hide the light of the sun, but the sun is still shining and eventually will shine through the darkness to accomplish its purpose for the day. Therefore, while we may be under the cloud these days, without knowledge of when the cloud will lift, and let the sun shine through, if we recall the word of God to those followers who are faithful to the end, we too must learn to be faithful and have hope. We will see in the darkness of this time the promise of rain, and then, when the sun shines, the new life returns to the face of the earth, then we will see the good that came out of our period of anxiety and turmoil. Throughout these Virgin Islands and the nations of the world, communities of faith are struggling with this pandemic. Many are trying to challenge it in their own strength and are discovering that the pandemic is no respecter of persons. Those who challenge it in the strength of Jesus and the knowledge that comes from the Word of God, and those gifted by God, will endure and overcome. As we continue this journey through COVID-19, let it not enslave us. We have freedom in Christ, who promised to be with us to the end. At this time, let us go to the hills from whence we can find strength. We know from nature that not many trees bear fruit immediately after the first or second rains. It takes a while before we can enjoy the end product. As the hymn writer puts it, first the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Therein lies a lesson from one of God's physical examples of his providence through nature. Where we are today is not where we were 9 months ago. God is working God's purpose out as each day unfolds. As one hymn writer states, and still rings true today, God is working his purpose out as year succeeds to year. Therefore, each day we are alive, we are closer to receiving our promised inheritance than when we first began this journey. We ought to be determined and confident then, knowing that there is a promised inheritance awaiting us. And that should give us hope that will affect all that we do or say. We will see that even in the midst of the storms of life, there is something for which to be thankful. If we try to count our many blessings we have received through the providence of God, by the time we are through counting, we will find there is much more for which we ought to be thankful. So, my friends, let us all give thanks to God for having brought us this far. And may we have a grateful heart for all of God's providence. Amen.
Once again, I want to thank the youth ministry for leading and for their word. And please remember that next Sunday is a form of Harvest Thanksgiving. So bring your breadfruits and your yams, your potatoes, your coconuts, your sweet potatoes. For the blessing that we have received thus far for the year. And yes, your tithes and offerings.
We now continue with the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer. Together, Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. A prayer of St. Chrysostom. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truths, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The recessional hymn, hymn number 435, verses 4 to 6.
Sisters and brothers, the service is ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. Every Sunday, we get together for worship at 8:30 a.m. Our church is located at number 27 King Street Christian Set, St. Croix. Come visit with us. We welcome you to our services. For more information, call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. Have a blessed day.